Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our news hour of Racing HQ. The main thing, I think, is all about the weather. We're going to focus in on Randwick, Canterbury, Brisbane. We'll give you the latest for Kembla Grange as well. After a night of storms last night, let's go straight to Randwick. Nevesh Ramdani's there, the track manager. Nevesh was watching it getting closer and closer last night, and then suddenly it reached Sydney.
Yeah, good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, it was quite a storm. Very, very quick. We had 22 miles in half, virtually, so it really came down. And by all accounts, we were pretty lucky because other parts of Sydney copped twice and three times that amount.
Yeah. Sorry, the line just tweaked there as you said it. So it was 22 mil in half an hour?
22 mils in around half an hour. That's what it was.
Yeah. Gee, it was heavy rain. So soft range, I presume?
Yeah, soft 6, Pennell 5.69 this morning.
Okay. So I guess the question is, you would have walked it this morning and the conditions, it's still overcast and who knows what will happen through the rest of today, but how's it look out there?
Yeah, look, really good. As I said yesterday, the track's in great condition. The grass cover is fantastic. It's handled the rain really well. It's just very overcast and muggy, very, very humid. And just looking at the radar now, there's a storm sort of system in the Hunter Valley, and it's heading down this way. Whether it's going to hit us or not, I don't know. But there certainly is a little more rain in the forecast for the next 24 hours at least.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at that one just before I came on air, and we might miss it. It might just veer inwards a little bit. It's totally dependent where that storm wants to go, isn't it?
That's it, Andrew. It's pretty variable. It's like yesterday, it just built up really quickly and sort of headed down this way from the northwest, and that seems to be the trend. It kind of builds up the other side of the mountain and delivers in the CBD area. So, hopefully we don't get too much more. The forecast is anything up to about 10 mils for the next 24 hours or so. So we'll just keep an eye on that.
Okay, so we're at a soft 6 and the rail's in the true. And I guess, look, it's muggy, as you say, 27 degrees. So if the showers don't come, if the storms don't come, and I know that's a big if, but, you'd sense it could only improve a little bit given 27 degrees.
Yeah, for sure. And, it's just a matter now of rain. And obviously tomorrow there's also a little bit of showers. Hopefully that comes later in the afternoon. So, the worst thing is having rain between races. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. It only looks to be really easing off on Sunday. So hopefully not too much tomorrow to trouble us.
Yep, we'll wait and see. All right, thanks, Nevesh. We'll stay in contact with you right through the day and let our listeners know how it's playing out there. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Adam. Have a good day.
Nevesh Ramdani, track manager. So a soft 6, the only early extra this morning, not in the papers, is race 9, number 17, another snappy. It's come out this morning, 9:17. Let's go and have a chat with Greg Carmody. We've got night racing at Canterbury tonight. Free entry out there. Morning to you, Greg.
Morning to you, Andrew.
And you got certainly a bit more than Randwick.
Yeah, we've got another 10 mil than what Nevesh got, and we've got a total of 32.5. And it tipped us into the 7 range, Andrew, a soft 7 with a 10-hour 5.49.
You're seeing the same radar as we are, and Canterbury is out wider compared to where Randwick is. It's a bit hit and miss, these storms that are on the radar at the moment.
There is. Coming in from the... Well, they're not here yet, but they look like they're developing up from the northwest. Hopefully they don't get over the ranges and we can have a sort of a pleasant evening.
Let's hope so. How's it walk? Because you've had a few of these night meetings. Is it coping through and with the rain that you've had overnight?
Yeah, Andrew, we go back to the true today and we haven't been there for 7 weeks. So we've got a beautiful grass coverage and I'm really pleased with the track. And walk's all right, it's only... Although it's a 7, it's only just a 7.
Yep, okay. All right, we'll monitor that through the day again for our listeners, but a soft 7 at this stage, and we just wait and see what happens to the storms. And I know, you got the food markets and free entry. It's been a great success. So whatever happens, let's let it happen early and then let people enjoy it out there.
Most definitely.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Greg Carmody there out at Canterbury. We've got Kembla Grange tomorrow as our main provincial program, and Dave Anderson's told me they've dodged a few bullets overnight. Only 9 mil of rain fell at Kembla Grange. It was 6 mil the day before, so it's been a total of 15 mil on the track. They've rated it a soft 5 right now. As we've just been talking with Navesh and with Greg, there is chances of showers and storms developing later on in the afternoon. So we'll wait and see. But at the moment, Kembla Grange is still only a soft 5. We'll check out Scone for you after 10 o'clock with the track manager and the club CEO out there. But let's go to Doomben, because tomorrow it's another day in the TAB Racing Queensland Summer Carnival. Jim Roberts is joining us at Doomben. Morning to you, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
The radar picture up there tells us that things could be brewing up a little bit today.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's for sure. We've had no rain here at the moment. It's still dry, but I've just looked at the radar myself, and it's certainly coming down the coast. I've spoken to a few people just north of us, and they're saying they're getting quite heavy rain there at the moment. So, but nothing here at the moment. But obviously, we'll keep an eye on that and see where it lands, and you know, just monitor it throughout the day.
So at the moment, all we can do is say the track's in A1 order and a good four, but by the end of the day, who knows?
Who knows? Well, that's what it is, exactly as it is at the moment. It's a good four, and we have no rain at all. I haven't put any irrigation on for 48 hours, so... Yeah, the track's in top order. We'll just have to wait and see what this weather event does for us.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just looking at the radar myself. They race at the Sunny Coast tonight. That could be a rain-affected track. I reckon they're getting some rain. Yeah, they're getting some stuff right now. And as you say, if you look up higher, it is coming right down the coast, isn't it?
It is, for sure. Apparently they're getting quite heavy rain, you know, just north of the Nambour Gympie area. So if that's coming down, they say it's bucketing down up there, so... I guess not much we can do about it, Andrew. We'll just have to monitor throughout the day and just see how much we actually do get and how much it affects the track.
Yeah, no, we'll do that. We'll stay in contact with you, Jim, and, of course, tomorrow morning we'll talk to you just after 6:30 our time. Thanks a lot, mate.